So hotze ochel adam she'eino no telas yadav. Somebody who doesn't wash their hands for bread, and now you have to serve them. You're a waiter, let's say, in a certain camp, not ours, of course, and the boys are not going to wash their hands from the telas yadayim. What is the halacha? So, first of all, we know, of course, the famous Isser of the Iver, lo titein michshol, pasuk in Sefer Vayikra, Tesvav, that you're not allowed to put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. And the Sefer HaMitzvos LaHarambam, obviously, not surprisingly, counts this, and says, V'amitcha reit salik tes, he she'ahazarenu michshol, that you should not be making a michshol in different areas, even in Eitzah. There is one of the illustrious rabbis here in the Kollel is giving a series of Shurim and Geneva's Das. So one could argue, and it's interesting that none of the Rishonim that we saw say that it's an Isser of Lifnei Iver Lo Titein Michshol. We saw all these other different Isserim when it comes to Geneva's Das. But here, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, when he codifies this as an Isser min HaTorah, says even Ketsenu be'etza is Osir. The Hu Sheim Yishalach Adam Etza be'davar Hu Nifta Bo Hu Ba'azara. So he says that even an Etza, a bad Etza, is called Geneva, is called, I'm sorry, Lifnei Iver Lo Titein Michshol. V'lav zeh omro, shehu kolel gamkein, mi sheya'azor al aveira, o yisavev oto. Right? So, either you help him do the aveira, the famous case, of course, the nazir, he asks for wine, and you give him the wine, or he doesn't ask to do the aveira, but you put the aveira in front of him. Right? In our case, you put bread in front of him, and you know he's not going to wash. So this Isser is codified in the Gemara in Chulim Daf Kaf Zayin, where the Brice says Torah Banan Lo Yitein Adam Prusa L'Shamish. He shouldn't give to his Mishamish a bread. Bein Shehakos Biyado, Bein Shehakos Biyado Shel Balabayit. Shema Yar Davar Kilkul Basuda. Ve'ashamish Lo Yito Tziyadov. You're not allowed to, you know, we discussed yesterday, even if you physically put it in his mouth, he's still chayv to wash, and you're not allowed to be michshol him to give him bread when you know for sure he won't wash. The Gemara in Brachos and Afman Beis, the Rabbeinu Yonah discusses Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah Yesh Lamda Mikan She'ein Roy Latei LaOchel Ela Misha Yodei Lebo Levarech V'Nana Kevan Shemit Kavin LaAsleis Mitzvah Shenosein B'Torah Stuck a Mutter. However, if he's giving the Torah stuck, he's giving to a poor person. So you know, right now the last thing we have to think about is the fact that he has no doesn't know how to make a bracha. He's dying of hunger. But in general, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, it's also for a person to give another person b'machel b'yadayim something that he knows he won't make a bracha. Furthermore, he won't wash up. V'chein, this is the Psach Halacha in the Ramah on Kuf Sadik Gimel Sif Beis v'asur l'hachil l'mi shelo notol yada mishum of ne'iver lo titein michshol. So before we continue, I ask you guys, what would be the potential heter, if anybody knows, by Lifnei Iver Lo Titein Michshol? We have a certain heterim. Does anybody know what the possible heter would be over here? Yeah. Right. Trey Nahare. The Gemara discusses already that if he's already going to go to, he's going to go to some store. So you tell that if he comes to my store, Lifnei Iver Lo Titein Michshol, he's going to go ahead and buy the pastrami sandwich, and he's not going to wash on it. I have to say, I'm sorry, sir. See the sign? Only for people who wash. So now he's like, okay, fine. What does he do? He leaves, and he goes next door to Harry's Trafe Eatery. He goes to Hoppy's. and he gets boar's head. Wow, that was a great thing that you just did. What's better? Trey Nahari might help us out over here. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a famous tshuva during the 9 days. He was asked whether or not a store can be open, a delicatessen. What is he open for? So for good reasons, let's say. He's open because people do siyumim on the 9 days. And people get ready for Shabbos and they buy food for Shabbos. So the guy wants to be open. But this guy has a kuntz. 50% of my population actually that comes to my kosher delicatessen actually are not Shomrei Torah mitzvahs. Either they're, you know, conservative and they realize that it's better to eat kosher, so they will eat kosher, but it doesn't really matter to them so much. Or they're not Jewish at all. They just like the taste of a good corned beef sandwich. So Rav Moshe says, what happens if you close during the 9 days? On one hand, he's eating food on the 9 days, and he's not supposed to eat meat. On the other hand, if you're closed during the 9 days, he's going to go next door to Hoppy's and get his boar's head ham. So that's a possibility. The Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, and Kuf Sadik Tes, Sif Bet, says, Lo Yitein Lechol, Elam Mishi Odei Yubo Levarech, the Yesh Mekilim, Im Nosim La'oni, B'Torah Staka. Just exactly the line quoted in the Rabbeinu Yonah, which was that it might be mutter, because why? Because he's giving him the food. Why? Because he's an ani. So, okay, for this, obviously it's only going to be an Issa D'Rabban, and the Rambam's Issa D'Raisa that he quotes is not, is mamish, a very mamish, that's an Issa D'Raisa. So the Rambam clearly here states in when the Sefer Mitzvot that we quoted, that even though it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, obviously we can't say that it's Midaraisa, this Issa, right? Talking about Basar V'Chalov, or not washing, one Katayna, what do you do about benching Midaraisa? Okay. But if it's for Staka, says the Shulchan Aruch, it would be okay. The Mishnah Berurah Paskins in this Siman, in Sif Katan Yud Aleph, Dafka biyodea shalonato, aval besufik mutter. Perfect example for camps. I don't know. The kid's from, the kid's wearing a yarmulke, he's even wearing tzitzis. Mistome is not gonna, he's probably not gonna wash. So says the Mishnah Berurah, for Mistome's maybes, that law doesn't apply. Maybe he will wash, he's from. Sometimes he washes, sometimes he doesn't. Yeah? Okay. I have a funny uncle. My uncle used to make a joke, you know, we went to like a family event and it was time for benching, and he said, it's not Shabbos, why are we benching? So there's some families that, you know, Shabbos was the time they benched. During the week, they didn't think about it as much. But all joking aside, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, it'll be mutter to give someone food if there's a possibility they might wash. Okay, good. Kein hu lefima Shemitzadeh, the Mishnah, the Magen Avraham. This is based on the Mishnah Magen Avraham. He quotes the Magen Avraham over here. Men says that, what does it mean? The Torah stuck us, okay? Because of the suffix, for sure then. If there's even a little bit of a suffix, for sure you shouldn't buy an ani, because he's dying, he has nothing to eat. Yeah.
What do you do if you know he's not, if you're for sure not going to wash? If you know for sure, like,
yeah.
Is it, even if you have like the slightest thought, oh, he might wash?
Yeah, so for sure in the case of somebody who's not religious, you know for sure he's not going to wash. You don't play like, you know, Rav Levi Yitzchak Mibarditchev. Who knows? Maybe he's going to wash. Maybe today would be the day.
So if they come into the restaurant, for instance, and they order a pastrami sandwich, you're supposed to say no.
Well, we didn't get to it yet. Good. That's exactly what the shiur is about. Exactly. Now, it happens to be Zilberstein was asked this shaila by someone who owns a store, and as we spoke about last time, you know, it's like a nut store, and everybody eats there. So he said, what do I do? I don't care that the people eat, that's part of my store. But a lot of non-religious people come in and they just eat the nuts without making a bracha. Isn't it? So he said, no. He said that what you should do in the store, I've never seen this, but apparently there's a store like this in Bnei Brak, on top of every item, you should write the bracha. That's all you have to do. By the way, it's a good idea anyway for those that are frum to remind themselves to make a bracha.
I told Mr. Gaiman, put a
shahakal
sign on top of the water fountain.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. So, Rav Machlis, definitely Shlita, asked a very good thing years ago. I was very inspired by it, but unfortunately never did anything with it. And that is that he felt that when a person walks into the dining room, there should be a sign, there should be a whiteboard, and it has all the items that are for lunch today and what the brachas are. Mm-hmm. Right? So we joked, you know, that according to Rav Siv, Hamotzi, according to Rav Hartstein, you know, Mizoy, whatever. But many items, it puts a guy's mindset, what brachas do you have to make, even for a second, even if it's one person, look what you did, it's amazing. Okay, I agree, it's a very good horror. So Rav Zilberstein says, the guy put it up, put signs, I guess, in different places that had the different brachas. Their Mishnah Berurah also says in Kuf Samach Tes, we just quoted Kuf Samach Gimel, there's two halachas that are quoted here. In Kuf Samach Tes, the Mishnah Berurah was quoted about the Torah Staka. Lo mafkia mitzvah Staka b'shvil chasha shema lo yivarech. Eich im yadua bevadesh lo yivarech asur liten lo b'Torah Staka. V'davka im mitoch hushuato aval im mitoch anuso shenu yachol yivarech. He says, how do we interpret this idea that a person betoch staka? What happened over here? Obviously, if it's a case of pekuach nefesh, so it can't be that that's what we're talking about. Again, it's all coming from the original source, from the Rabbeinu Yonah. How can the Rabbeinu Yonah say that there's a heter over here? What is this heter based on? If he's dying, so pekuach nefesh, he could do everything for him. If it's not that, so Mishnah Berurah wants to understand, what does it mean, b'torah staka? So he says, if he's an anus, if he's so mad at God, why is he mad at God? I don't know, because he's poor. Then it's a problem. But if he's anus, he can't make a bracha, he's so sick, he's so, or maybe, the Mishnah Berurah, we could maybe say, he doesn't know how to make a bracha. So then, misafik, it would be okay to give him. And in general, just to know, the Achronim are mekel, in this, in the case of Suffolk, they are makel. Hainu lo batuach who shlo yitos yadav or lo yivarech. Right? Doesn't really. If he said, "Okay, fine, I got your mussar. I'll wash my hands, but I'm not making a bracha." Okay.
The same thing then.
Why?
Isn't the
Indian
about making bracha?
No, washing your hands. I mean, for the eating, yes. A guy, but if a guy says, you know, I don't want to make a bracha on lulav, did he do the mitzvah if he shook the lulav? Of course he did. Okay, a little bit of a different bracha, fine. Asher echad aminim eino mikayim yesh la'achmir v'olachshu b'yisul lefneiver. If it's not going to be a suffix, or it's not for stalker reasons, we have a problem. Hasibah lakachu she'ein suffix motzi midei vaday. Hainu suffik iser lifnei iver lo mevato chiyo vada shal mitzvah saka. Eich Hashem udubar, if you know for sure the guy's a dafkanik, he's not going to wash, so then you can't give it to him. Okay. And what I think is one of the famed and beautiful tshuvas of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, really beautiful. Rav Shlomo Zalman and Mincha Shlomo in his first chelek, in chelek aleph simen lamed hey os aleph, ask this exact question. How can you give workers, for example, food when they don't make a bracha? Right? The nice thing to do, you're having workers at your house. So you offer them a drink, right? I've had this before. In America, you know, 99% of the time, nobody's Jewish. So to give Vinny, you know, your air conditioning installer food, that's fine. That's great. But what is the heter to give in Israel Jewish workers who are not going to make a bracha? So I once had a very funny situation. We'll read the tshuva why it's mutter, but it didn't sit so well with us. We had workers in our house when we first bought our house, and we're going back. And the nice thing to do is to give them water. This So then, okay, so I don't know, I thought water, you know, maybe is a little pekuach nefesh. Then my wife wanted to give, like, baked goods. And the guy wasn't so, you know, wasn't wearing a yarmulke at least. Okay. So I brought down the baked goods, I decided I had to do it. And there was an electrician, and this other guy was working. The electrician who was from, took the, and then all of a sudden this guy went like this. Boom! Over the head, and he made a bracha she'ein kamoyim. He just didn't wear a yarmulke, right? So in Eretz Yisrael, there might even be a suffix because people do make brachas. But Rosh Chodesh Zalman said the following. Specific case. A guy comes to your house, he's a donor for your hospital or for your yeshiva. He's machshiv Torah, but he's not religious. If he walks into the house and he says, so there's no food out, the guy's going to be like, what a horrible, horrible host. Nothing. Crazy. I once was recruiting and I went to someone's house and I walked into my room and there was this huge basket of candies and muffins and this and that. And I'm like, oh, this is so annoying. The kid was in Shana Aleph that year. It's a basket for me to take back, for sure, to this boy. So annoying, you know, you never have any room. Nu, what are you going to do? So, it's like that. I was there actually for a whole weekend, so it was a few days. And like Shabbos morning, I come downstairs, ready to go to shul, and the mom, she says, did you eat anything from the delicious basket? I said, no, chas v'shalom, I never would. She has no idea what I'm talking about, and she's like, that's weird, this guy's weird. She's thinking about kasha. So finally, I think we ate lunch together, and at lunch, she says, you know, Rabbi, I have to ask you a question. Why wouldn't you eat from the basket? I'm like, because stealing, it's your son? She's like, no, the basket's your reyach. It's for you. I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, I left lunch, I went right upstairs, took out the jelly bellies. I didn't know it was for me. I was so excited. Wow, what a great host. That's a chashuv host. I'm telling you about this now, you know, from 4 years ago. I remember this host. Chashuv host. Let's tell you one more story. We once ate by a wonderful, wonderful person. We ate we were in Oreach for the Fifth Avenue Synagogue. I once blew shofar there for Rosh Hashanah. It was a great, very lucrative position for me for Yantar. And we stayed at the house of very, very fancy people. And when we went to the, I always remember when we called them and they said we're staying at their house, so they said, when you go into the apartment complex on Park Avenue, so ask for the 16th floor. So I said to my wife, wow, chashuv, Park Avenue, they have the whole 16th floor, right? It's amazing. So we get there, we found a spot, which is chashuv in New York City, and we go there and we go, hi. We say the name of the family, 16th floor. They go, yeah, sure. They take the doorman, they're going to the 15th floor. So I said to the doorman, no, it's the 16th floor. I said, yeah, it's also the 16th floor. It's also the 15th floor. They have fine. So we get there, and they have a wing, a guest wing. It was just for us. They actually called it the Rabbi Lamb wing. So when a lamb comes to this community, that's where he stays. And we get there, and there's a mini fridge there. There's actually a mini bar, which obviously for me didn't mean anything. But I opened up the refrigerator, and it's full of sodas. Cans of soda, everybody said, like tons of sodas. I'm like, Mi'ein Olam Haba, Shabbos Menucha, this is unbelievable. And then that was really chashuv. Second thing wasn't so chashuv. Somebody knocks on the door, this woman comes out, she goes, hi, my name is so-and-so, I will be your hostess for the weekend that you're here. She says, what are you talking about? She says, I'm in charge of you. Whatever you need. You need something from the kitchen. She was in charge. We had a little baby at the time. I'll watch your baby. Whatever you need. It's like the unbelievable thing. So just an ending to the story. It was Rosh Hashanah night. We got back. And I'm super excited that I'm going to have my sodas. We'll have another discussion whether or not I can open them. But Baruch Hashem, I had a Shabbos play. My wife, she could open them for me. I'm about to open the door and I realized it just like clicked in my mind that when I opened the refrigerator the first time there was a light in it.
So what happened? What happened to us on Shabbos?
Yeah.
Same thing.
I got crushed
for another. Anyway, so I opened up Klachar Yad. It was no, I'm kidding. So that's an Oreach. So says for Shlomo Zalman, what happens in a case where, if you don't give him any food, but on the other hand, you know he's not going to make brachos. Isn't that lifnei iver lo tzei mechshol? Says for Shlomo Zalman, avadayin yeshlo ava lebnei toiva v'bayis. It's fine. Biglau shemitzad adin also itein v'ochel elamishi odeh l'tol yadav. As we saw in the Shulchan Aruch Chosamach Tez. Imagine that. He's pitching the guy, he comes to his house, he's pitching him for $1 million for the hospital. And he puts out all these fancy sandwiches, and he says, with all due respect, I know you're not religious, but in my home, we say Netilas Yadayim. Let's go, come on. Yeah, but see you, goodbye. Vizet, lo yirgizo to no. He'll leave and say, I'm never going to give it to Torah institution. It's not nice. He'll start to hate Jews. He'll start to hate Torah. Wow, this is really bad. But on the other hand, we have a chiyuv to try to make people not do isurim. However, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, this is the unbelievable tshuva. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, Hoyel, the chol ha'iser shel hanosin lo la'echol hu rak aveiro shel nitan michshel nitanas michshel kevan she'im lo yitein lo la'echol harei yichshel ha'oreach b'iser yod gadol. So he says, kiddush gadol, that there is such a thing as if the iver lo tein michshel, but if it's going to be a bigger michshel by not giving him, because he's going to hate Jews now, even though he's Jewish, he's going to hate firm people, he's going to hate Torah, and it's going to get him away from Yahadus. He'll never be Makari of him. Nimsa de leka klal shum avera. There's no avera here. Kevon de leka shum netias michshol. Im adaraba yesh kan hatzolo mi michshol gadol meod al yidei zeh shehechivo to bekum v'asi mi michshol yosei gadol. You're actually, by giving him food, making him love from people more, and who knows what that might mean. Now this is not just a fundraising pitch and saying, well, come on, we want their money, so we'll be matir. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, if you ever met him, if you ever know anything about him, Baruch Hashem, we have Rav Goldbach here, who is very close to Rav Shlomo Zalman. Listen to the Torah of Shlomo Zalman. He was so loving and so, it's very, very important. This is a huge heter. Based on this heter, and maybe possibly something he said verbally, although people disputed it, although it's written in a Torah journal, but not in his tshuvas, Rav Shlomo Zalman was matir, the famous turn Friday night into Shabbos, right? I don't know if you have this in England, but they have this inyan called, what's it called? Something across, Shabbos across America. Pick 1 week, and all over America, they want everybody to keep Shabbos. And they do it in Orthodox, conservative, reform shuls, just right, all over the right. So then they started something else, which is the that was started in South Africa by Rabbi Goldstein. What? Right. What's that? Sorry. Right. The Shabbos Project that started in other communities, apparently not as well in South Africa, was unbelievable. I actually had the schuss of meeting Rabbi Goldstein, and I actually gave him the idea to do this. And no, I'm kidding. no, but I told him, so Yukash Koyach, and he gave me a good musar. He says, you never know the power of one. You never know. So this is a famous hetzer. I'll tell you a little story, right? It's a little bit gloomy outside, so we'll spend a little bit more time on stories. There's a famous rabbi from your country, Dayan Dunner. And now I'll tell you the story about Dayan Dunner when he screamed at me. And I'm putting it on white door, and that's fine. So he gave a shiur in when I worked in IDT/Netophone, we were doing very, very well during that time. So because we were doing so well, We got visits on at least a monthly, if not weekly, basis from some of the biggest gedolim in the world. It was unbelievable. Why? Because then they were able to come around and ask. They didn't come to my desk, but they were asked to ask for money for the yeshivas and stuff. So as payment, if you will, they would ask them to give a shir. So Dayan Donner once came. So Dayan Donner was talking about this exact inyan, and the Isser Minor, you know, the British guys probably heard him. He's very like, ooh, you know, he's very like, I just remember his vort. He was talking about shifty viveis Hashem, that we have to be shifty. Why, you know, the famous, I'm sure you heard the vort already, you have shifty viveis, I'm calling like lachas benoyim Hashem. How can it say on one hand you should be a visitor of Hashem, and on the other hand you should be someone who dwells? So he said you have to dwell in a way that it's like you're visiting. You love it, it's great. And he kept going, you have to be a shifty man. And I just remember him screaming it. So I came up to him after and I said, Rebbe, with all due respect, what about Rosh Shlomo Zalman's tshuva? Based on this tshuva, people said, so it's a bigger milkshake. Look what can happen here. That right? And the numbers, by the way, the numbers are 100% in my favor. The numbers show that the amount of people that went to one of these Friday night projects, many of them became, I don't want to say the word frum, but they kept Shabbosim, they did something more. Right? So what are they going to be doing anyway? So they're going to drive to the shul. They're driving anyway. They watch TV. What's the difference? And he flipped out on me. And he says, you're wrong. You know what you're talking about. Rosh Shlomo Zalman would never say that. And he was going on and on and on. And he was like ripping me to shreds, except I didn't understand what he was saying. He said that Rosh Shlomo Zalman, you don't know Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Rosh Shlomo Zalman, the tshuva, what did he mean? It's not what he says. He said Rosh Shlomo Zalman, he had a guest over to his house. He tells a story. I don't know the story, but... And he had workers at the house. And he wanted to give them something to drink. So you know what he did? He gave them a drink. And he says, you know what? We're so lucky to be able to have super drink. If you don't mind, I'm just going to make a bracha. And when Rosh Shlomo Zalman made the bracha, it didn't matter how religious you were, you made the bracha with him. That's what he told me. That's not what he says over here. It's very nice, and it's a nice vort. Okay, so he wasn't for, obviously, turn around on Shabbat. There are many posts who were for it. Not for now. So we see, according to Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbas, a chiddush gadol otzum. She'ein kan heter la'avod iser lufnei iver, ki hatzil adam iser. There's not a heter of lifnei iver here to give him the food. It's to avoid an iser chomer shel chilul Hashem. And therefore the mashmos of what he says, the iser lifnei iver, who? Iser yachasi. Hainu, im lo maisa yichshol adam b'iser yoter chomer. Get out of here. Don't do it. The aliday zeh notan la'achil avoid iser yoter katan. Again, it's not that Lifnei Iver is taken out the windows, that we say, no, there's a worse Lifnei Iver of getting him off the derech forever. Bring him to shul on the Friday night. Again, you have to invite him for all shabbat. There's different things you have to do. Beautiful. And finally, the Piskei Tshuvos, to end off, in Kuf Samech Gimel, says the following. V'danu ha-poskim l'inyon batei malon ve'arech misadot v'ulamot smachot shortei catering ha'im mutol latei sheirut l'anashim ha'she yadu ha'sheinim mevarchim. How can I own a restaurant when I know so many people won't make it? How can I be the chef in a camp, let's say, where I know people won't make brachas? V'inam notum li'adam l'achias pas. I'm doing an event. I'm a caterer for an event, a wedding. They want kosher food for some odd reason. Nobody will be washing on the bread. V'im yesh she'yachmir bazeh. Should be machmir on this. Mikol makom skanas apoyskim bekoicha dehetira sheish lahavdil ben nidon de shochanoch shemudubar shenotein bematana ben nidon didon shemasham over chulasam. They decide to pay for this food. That's different, he says. Umeleh leka mishum misayel over the berizara over the berizara. Sorry, umachshod lefei iver. Im yesh lahem l'knot ulahatiru b'makom acher shuv lo have batra in the nahare. As I told you that before, it's a medina. They're just going to go somewhere else, even if it's another kosher place. That would be fine. But I think Rav Shlomo Zalman's heter is unbelievable for us, because it really gives us a Musar Haskel of how we have to treat other individuals. And we have to think of the consequences. I always thought of this when, you know, with good intentions, I really believe this, where, you know, the Haredim on Shabbos will go out and scream, Shabbos, Shabbos, even if they're not throwing rocks. But they have to think, is this going to help them at all? Or is it going to make them do lahachas more averus because they're so mad that people are screaming at them? It's very important to think of that. Okay, Yishkoya.